Hello, Radiant Light Beings. Hello, everyone on air, on the phone, and in the chat room. Phone lines are already heating up with the light that's coming in. I feel so much light energy today. It's great to connect with everyone and see everyone's in the chat. Now, you don't, and you may realize this, but you can feel your energy. Each one of you has your own energy and presence. I used to do years ago when kind of chatting kind of started, I had a little bet with a friend of mine that I could do readings in chat rooms, and just regular chat rooms, not even spiritually minded. And so he was a non-believer, but after I did and then the response that came back, he was like, you really can. You can tune in. And I said, yeah, because everyone has their own energy pattern. Even if you don't see somebody physically, in the subtle energy, there is a signature pattern that's emanating. So it's emanating individually for us, and it's emanating as a collective towards us. But you can pick out the various energies and receive, just like I'm sure all of you are receiving from me. So anyway, just kind of wanted to put that out there. And also, I wanted to talk, because I know quite a few of you listened to the interview I did with Chuck Wild of Liquid Mind and Mike Whitfield. And Chuck Wild, who, by the way, was in the band Missing Persons, which also another amazing kind of new age ambient musician, Patrick O'Hearn, came out of that band also. Something weird happened, and Kathy in the chat will verify this. Something weird happened in the uploading. It was a previous interview that I had done on Awakenings when it was just on Cosmic Dimensions radio. And I had been listening to the interview again because I had a caller. Someone called me and another person had emailed me in regards to some of my previous shows that are not yet on Blog Talk Radio. I hope to get them uploaded at some point. And so I was re-listening to it, and I thought, oh, this is cool. This is good. I want to share this with the Blog Talk family group here, our community. But I also had a workshop to go to that day, and that I was teaching at on 2012, how we're being affected and what to do and how to know what to do and tune into your soul's purpose, if you will, and actualize that. So I didn't have much time, but I started uploading it, and I was listening to it, and it sounded perfect. And then I left somewhere in between the interview. Well, first of all, as everybody knows, the chat wasn't working. I think somebody had to come from BTR had to come and help with the chat room. That wasn't going up. Then when I re-listened to it, in the beginning, there is some kind of weird sound, automated sound. I think the BTR logo, you know, when it says, you're on Blog Talk Radio, I think that was trying to replay, kick in and replay, because the beginning is very, very interesting, very kind of bizarre. And then, those of you that didn't know, I have a wonderful little animal being named Yoshi. Apparently, she does bark when I leave for a few little, 45 seconds. So she's on the end, she's somewhere in the interview. So anyway, I'll have to talk to some of, like, Chad from Aware Talk Radio, or some of my people, or anybody, if you have any input for me on how to upload better. Maybe I didn't do something correctly. But anyway, it was a pre-broadcasted show. It was previously recorded. But it is a great program, and the music is wonderful on there. And great story about how Chuck Wild started composing and connected with the ambient music, Liquid Mind, that he channeled, in a sense, really. So those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, I see some wonderful new energies mixing in with all the other energies. Awakenings is on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. And it also re-airs on CosmicDimensions.com every Saturday and Sunday. And that's a great music station. And then, of course, also you can subscribe to Awakenings via RSS feed or iTunes. It's also on iTunes. And you can do it right on the homepage, or you can go to iTunes, however you choose. And those of you, the guests, welcome guests. It's great to see you in the chat room. And if you would like to participate and share, you can either call in or you can do a little quick registration, and then you will be able to share some of your insights in the chat with all of us and ask questions if you'd like. And that amazing music in the beginning is by Diane Garris, and she's going to be on Blog Talk, I think the 12th or the 19th of this month. I'm already a month ahead in November. Oh, Intuitive DJ, listening to free Liquid Mind music right now. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, and if you go, there's, I don't know if you heard at the Liquid Mind, haha, she's saying haha. If you go to the website, they have a gratis download of that My Holiness Heals the World. It's a beautiful song. A lot of heart energy, and just amazing. You know why I like, I really, all my dialogues and interviews I love, because it's, this place is really about all of us that are living awake. Either we're, you know, everyone that listens to Awakenings is either subtly awakening or in the middle of another awakening, because these awakenings come in waves. Some are little subtle waves and some are little tsunamis, you know, some are kind of disruptive. But what I love about this converging flow that's happening is that we're all connecting to share, learn, teach, question. You know, this really Awakenings. And my guests have said this too. A lot of the guests that I have on have been not only on other internet radio programs, but also terrestrial radio as well as TV. And they always comment about how connected everyone is, how everyone is really dialed in, and they can feel the heart energy, the heart space, and that basically that people are very aware and awake and really wanting to make positive changes in their life and help others, you know. So it's not about kind of, you know, stepping on others to get something, but it's all of us holding each other up and going to that next level, that next rung of light, you know. And that's what this is all about, is more and more light, more and more radiant light expression, experiencing and expressing more love, more life enhancement, even though on the outside or on the material plane right now, or the mainstream consciousness may show contrary. But we have to remember that out of confusion comes new order. Out of chaos comes creation. So there is a divine plan that is being restructured. And those of us that are awake and aware are able to feel this and listen to this and follow these inner urges, these inner promptings that will guide us to that which is for the highest good. So in this way, we're all living more led by spirit. We're connecting with that which resonates. It doesn't mean we're not appreciating differences, because we're all unique beings. We all have a soul imprint that makes us unique. But the old paradigm of from the ego, because the ego part of us is the only part that feels the individuation. That's only the ego, the personality. So it's to celebrate our uniqueness, honor it, but also to connect in unity. And this Aquarian Age is about that. Those of you that are listening that are into astrology, and perhaps Rachel, when she comes on the air, can even talk more about this, but this Leo Aquarius axis, we are coming out of the baby mode where we have to, you can even see this in the election, where people are having to be right by trying to get people to, you know, by pushing their point of view, and where everybody's point of view is perfect and holy, meaning whole, it's coming from, it's creating the wholeness and part of the wholeness. It's about listening and sharing and seeing the differences, but not overly focusing on them. We all recognize that we're individual and we have individual differences and expressions and understandings. And it's about leaving that. It's not about debating, that you're going to see less of that. Even if you see, you know, in the election, it was kind of shown, I loved it because Barack Obama was, he's to me very Aquarian. And if you listen to the archive of Diane Lerner, the astrologer, she goes into quite extensively Barack Obama and John McCain's chart. And clearly in his chart, the aspects of communication for him, he doesn't want to debate. He wants to inspire and uplift, and that's very Aquarian. The old debating of trying to prove points, he really was trying not to do that in this election because that's an old paradigm. That's an old game. You know, it's like if one person in front of you has short hair and another person has long hair, you don't have to, you know, you see those that difference right there. You don't have to keep reiterating, I have short hair, I have short hair. And the other one says, I have long hair, I have long hair. But long hair is better, or long hair is, you know, you can comb it more, or short hair is better because it's easier. You know, you don't need to go there anymore. It's about that unification. And from unification, that raises our vibrational frequency. That's why it's so important that you follow your inner prompting and that which your subtle energy or your intuitive mind or your higher self is guiding you to. Follow the law of resonance. What's resonating, who and what is resonating to you and for you. And in that, you will have the most fulfillment. There'll be less conflict. Not to say you won't celebrate or be with others. You will, and there'll be that wonderful connecting. But we're really moving into that space of that law of resonance. Sonar, just like dolphins. Dolphins do that also. You know, they know, and they're little animal beings, they know who to go towards where there's the most resonance. And then there's a celebration in that. There's a celebration for the individuality, and there's a tolerance and an understanding and a compassion for that, which allows everyone to live in that loving law of allowance. So in saying this, somebody glad Michelle mentioned it. What did I mention? Too many need others to think for them. Yeah, it's welcome Red Heart. Wonderful to connect with you. Well, it's try to think. You know, again, if we had an old model coming out of the Aryan, Aries. You know, from Aries to Pisces, and Pisces, you know, was very much an error also about us and them and elitism. So someone had to know more and someone had to say no less. So when we're arguing, and not to say we're not all going to do this. I love a good debate too. I mean, I love that little fire, but you have to know when to pull back and just say, you know, it is what it is. Because what happens is who's arguing? It's the ego, it's the personality that is saying my way is the right way. But that's an old paradigm that we're coming out of that. That's, again, that Piscean era, Aries to Piscean era of the sacrifice and the sacrificer. Or, you know, again, one is higher and one is lower. It's really of the dual plane. But when everyone is seen as the same, as their own expert, they're of their life, because you're the architect of your own life. You know, those of you that listen also to Dougie Slapp on Aware, you know, he talks about that, you know, living your life as only you can. It's your life. So you're the expert in your own life. So when we all recognize that basically we all know something, we all feel something, we're all living something, we all are connected to source, then it just has to do with what resonates, what supports for the highest good or the highest unfolding, not as a high and low, but more expanded love, light, awareness, wisdom, consciousness. And so then you have more creative energy freed up. And why is that? Because when you're debating overly, if you live your life debating or trying to push your opinion or viewpoint, you don't have much energy to create your life, co-create your life. You see this. People that are very busy usually don't have time to get into, you know, little confrontations because they've got so much to do, so much on. You're doing that which is in front of you. Those of you that work in industries that you have a deadline, whether it's, you know, a book or an art project or whatever it is, you're consumed with that. You're in that co-creative process. And so what I invite you all to do, I know this has been happening in my life over the years, is to ask yourself, what am I needing to create? What am I needing to connect to? of the highest good? What do I need to connect to express and experience more of me individually and on a soul level? Where is my inner call? That's what we all need to be asking ourselves. Where is the inner call? Where am I being subtly guided to, subtly directed to? And if there seems to be blocks or stops there, get support to move through it. Because if we're in judgment or comparison or debating, the energy is ping-ponging. Our subtle energy is ping-ponging. The kundalini energy is ping-ponging. It's not coming up and out and through to procreate with, which is simply to replicate ourselves through creative expression. And that creative expression is also just by being. Just by being, we are doing what we meant to do here. We came here to do us, to be us, the individuated aspects of the all that is, the Mother, Father, God, the all that is, the life force, pranic energy, chitti, chakti, however you want to term it, this substance, the stuff that is us, is we're meant to express and experience in our life, connect and share that. And so be it, if there's some wonderful upliftment and inspiration along the way, because to me that makes it a little more interesting, makes it a little more fun. So today we're going to dive in a deeper look into esoteric wisdom and esoteric principles. One of the things, and part of it is because for me, connecting with all of you in this way and doing awakenings, some of you know the story of it, some of you may not, that about a year ago I got the message from the oversouls that I work with in the spiritual hierarchy to do this show and do the awakenings. And I thought, how? You know, where? And they said, an opening will come. So there was an opening that did come on Cosmic Dimensions radio. And I had to record everything, edit everything. I was even editing, and some of you will hear, but you can hear by some of my earlier, if you go to my website, selfandlight.com, some of the earlier archives, you know, some of the edits are a little rough because I taught myself everything. But I kept hearing that there needed this space. This was part of the converging flow. And I always ask for confirmation. When I get something intuitively or through the guides or the angelic realm, whatever, you know, energy or expression or form is coming to me or how the message is coming in, I always ask for 5 or 6 confirmations because I don't really want to do something just from my ego personality. And I did get those 5, 6 confirmations, even on the name. I mean, it was just everywhere I went. And then clients asked, why don't you do this? Or if you had a blog or an audio blog, and I didn't really have the time to write, with my practice and the work that I do. So Awakenings was birthed out of this as a way to get to the deeper levels so that the awakenings that everyone that is having are reinforced and stabilized, and that you're able to get to your own deeper truth, perhaps by a inspiring or tickling or triggering from others that have diligently, you know, walked the path and been walking through the path for a while. I always say read books, even mine, read my books, CDs. All of you have your own favorite, I'm sure, you know, teachers or writers. It's great to read the books, but it's even better to have your own experience. And that's, for me, sometimes why I don't necessarily agree to sometimes what's written in certain books or what people say from channeled material, unless you've been there, unless you've been living this. Because a lot of what happens, truthfully, beyond the filters of religion or the Judeo-Christian myths, Muslim myths we can put in there also, beyond the socialization process, once you get beyond that, it's a very different truth or reality. So I say read it all, listen to everyone, and then ask your own inner guidance to reveal to you, to begin to live more multidimensionally, to live more in this simultaneous reality. Ask for those experiences. A lot of things that I'm sharing is because I've had the experiences as a psychic medium and a trance channel since, for my conscious awareness and my family, since age 4. working with spirit, working with people that have crossed over, having, you know, two NDEs, you know, having connected, having visitations, having. So I would say ask for this if you want the deeper truth for yourself, or to clarify what other people are telling you, what you're reading. Ask for your own experiences at this time. You will get them. And then you can choose by the resonance what makes me feel like me, what resonates to me, which people and situations. And when you ask that question, you'll be guided to that which supports your unfolding on this dimension or density in this lifetime. So with that, I want to bring on Rachel Jean. Now, Rachel Jean is a renowned psychic channeler and medium. Now, she's also a teacher. She's well versed and has a lot of training and experience in esoteric astrology, numerology, tarot. She's an amazing tarot reader, an amazing psychic, very, very, very psychic. And some of the people that she has worked with have been Cher, Stevie Wonder, Mario Hemingway, Steve McQueen, his wife, Earth, Wind, and Fire. She has had, and in fact, I was on the phone when she had died, and she came to me. So she's had a verifiable NDE experience in the hospital. She's worked with the FBI and the LAPD on cases. She's also had visitations. She was a nurse. She's also been a nurse. I tell her now she's healing just in a different form and fashion now. And so what we're going to be connecting with Rachel today is in regards to esoteric and ancient wisdom, and specifically the tree of the world. And we're going to talk about the Trinity and the process of ascending and descending. So I do see that people are on the line after we talk a bit with Rachel. Then, you know, we will get to questions and comments. And I'm just really hoping that everybody, you know, share your life experience also. Questions, comments, feedback. Also, if you have questions for her, she will be doing many readings for your life path of unfolding. And so with that, I really want to bring on Rachel Jean. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Miss Michelle.
How are you?
Okay, how are you doing today?
Good, 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 good. So we got.
Yeah, I'm over here in Arizona.
Oh, you are?
In the land of the indigenous people, the Navajos and the Hopi.
Yes.
And their great understanding of the cosmos.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're in that wonderful space where there's a lot of. I don't like the word ET, but in a sense, ET energy also in action there.
Yes, exactly. And this also is known as the land of the star constellation of Orion.
Mm.
And archaeologists and historians have discovered that in Arizona, in the United States, the Pueblo villages were laid out in the form of the constellation of Orion.
Mm.
And, of course, Orion is a very, very important constellation. It has been since the beginning of civilization, as mankind started learning about astronomy. And it actually represents the God-man, if you will. It's in the shape of a man.
Mm.
And so that sort of tells us also about our own spirituality, and that actually we're just running around here in the human flesh, which is our coat,
mm-hmm.
On this planet Earth. And how's everyone in Los Angeles?
Oh, doing great, doing great. I hear we're supposed to have some rain, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that always cleanses, and water, and of course we're going to be at the cusp of leaving astrologically a water sign, the sign of Pisces, and heading into the humanitarian air sign of Aquarius. And a lot of people feel that Aquarius is a water sign, but in actuality, the little ripples that appears as a sign of Aquarius is in actuality wavelengths of mentality and energy. So we'll be at the cusp of switching energy.
Yeah, now you've said this before, Rachel Jean, that we are at the cusp of the new age, and that what is talked about in regards to the tree of the world, which I want you to go a little bit into that, and the Mayan calculations that this, how do you see this cusp? And a lot of us know as also as what's going on for, I call it 2012 and beyond, because, you know, 2012 is just, it's just a semi-stabilization point.
It's sort of like when you're an artist, a cusp, and you're painting, and one color may blend in with another. I feel that some people, naturally, the Mayan were noted, basically, and became famous for the Mayan prophecies. And, of course, an end date, which has been on the History Channel and Discovery and what have you state, is 2012, A.D. 2012, to me, is just where the colors start to blend in. And we'll feel different type of energy, and which we're already feeling.
Yes.
We're already feeling that in our own country, and the national election that's going on, and around the globe. We are into, evolving into globalization and around the world. Now, some of that has negative effects, and especially on third world countries, to where it's corrupting and destroying some of their living qualities, and such as farming, shepherding, you know, what have you, and they're striking up big factories and big corporations. So on one hand, it's good, it's making a network around the globe, and yet again, that has to also have its balancing.
Now, one thing, Rachel Jean, can you talk a little bit, because I know we've discussed this, the difference between the energy that we're all feeling now and how it's going to intensify, moving from that Piscean energy and being more linear or past,
well,
present, and future-based, what can we expect with this in the new age, this Aquarian age, energetically? How is our energy going to be different?
Okay, ancestors, ancient civilizations, were actually wiser than we have become in our technology age. They were very, very attuned to Mother Earth, if you will. The Earth is a living entity, such as we are walking around on it. And it has its cycles, and that it goes through also. And the ancients were very, very aware of that. And so they tried to harmonize their bodies and their minds and their souls into the rhythm of that energy that was coming in or going out. Actually, I feel right now, which is going to take time. It isn't going to happen immediately after the election. It isn't going to happen. Particularly in 2012. It's going to take time, but we are all feeling it, that slowly, gently, the energy is changing. Right now, the energy's changed. I'm over here in Arizona. People are listening to you, you know, nationally and internationally. And that's very, very profound if you think about it. But then again, if you think about it at another angle, our mind can reach anywhere, and we can actually align with the cosmic mind, the Godhead, if you will, and have transferences of thought patterns. And I feel that's slowly, gently happening as we speak. There's more light coming in from the cosmic creation, the divine creation, and different alignments that are happening astrologically. We're aligning with the galactic center. And the Mayans had what they called their symbology of the world tree, the cosmic world tree.
So what is that, the world tree? I know you mentioned
it. Yeah, it's sort of like the idea of the tree of life of the Kabbalah. It's basically a cosmic map, if you will, a divine map. It's sort of like the yugas of the
Upanishads or the Hindu tradition.
Yes.
So is there cycles in this world tree?
Yes, there is cycles in it. Right now, they divided it up into night cycles and day cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're in what is called a night cycle. And usually during night cycles, that doesn't mean it's dark, it's light, it's good, it's bad. It's just the different energies that we go through in a cyclic pattern. And but right now, as you can see, we've had some bumpy trails in civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Around the globe, not just here. And it's causing a little bit of upheaval. It's like somebody putting a burr underneath your saddle and saying, wake up, wake up. 2012 will be the beginning of a day cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, some great wisdom minds have stated that hopefully we can reach some type of reconciliation, of peace around the globe,
mm-hmm.
and with the family of man.
Now, Rachel, this is because of your saying in the world tree, it's a day cycle. Is that why they call it this new day dawning or the dawn?
That's going to be happening by the Mayans in 2012. Now, the Mayans were a very unique civilization.
Mm-hmm.
They really do not know particularly where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
One theory is that they were a segment of the Atlanteans that had migrated to the Yucatan.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they did many things. They built temples out of the jungle. They built great pyramids that are still standing. They were mathematicians. They were astronomers.
Mm-hmm.
And but what they're noted for and famous for, of course, is their Mayan calendar or their Mayan prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, and I think, and you can say, like Canadians Rock is in the chat. Rachel is talking about this end of the world, and see the. You know, again, the tried and true metaphysicians know that it's the end of the world as we know it, as mainstream consciousness. So it's maybe you could speak to that a little bit. It's a change. It's the end of the old order. It's the end of it's like the not using your typewriter, you know, as much. There's computers. So, you know, in that sense, it's the end of the world. What can you speak to that a little bit, Rachel? What do you think about the?
Well, I feel. That's in the divine mind, if you will. It's in the mind of the creator, of the creation. And I don't feel that any of us totally know when the end will be. The end will be for each of us individually when we die. That'll be the end of this world.
Right. Now, thing I want to speak to here, because in the chat room talking about things changing. One thing I would really suggest to all of you is to notice what's happening in your own life and notice the changes that are happening with you, you know, sleep pattern changes, interest changes. A lot of people are saying that the changes are happening in 2012. They're not, they're happening now. It's, we're in the change. It's accelerating by From 2003 to 2008, we had an acceleration. Now between 2008 and 2012, there is twice a year this acceleration, you know, with
yes.
the, right?
So yeah, cosmic that time. Cosmic. Did you hear me?
Cosmic. Yes.
Time is speeding up.
Yeah.
In the cosmos. And which is our, like, we connect with our soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our spirit, whatever you want to say. And there's a lot of anxiousness, depression, and actually fearfulness, basically, in our United States of America right now. And needless to say, that's because Wall Street almost crumbled.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a change of power that's going to be coming into play here, whichever way it falls on the presidential election. People are worried about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to live? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And like that. So it brings a lot of stress and tension. And, of course, it's radiating out also around the globe.
Yes, and now Red Heart brings a good point that sleep and eating patterns are changing, and she's saying, I think because our bodies are changing into the eternal. Yes, and you know what I love about this, it's not just metaphysicians, though, that are saying this. There's some wonderful
everyone.
I'm trying to think of the guy, Wurzer, that developed one of the pianos, was talking about this. A lot of, you know, scientists, you know, medical doctors, some holistic, some just conventional, are seeing brain patterning changes. What's happening is we're updating our software. You have to remember, we had the same body that we had at the turn of the century. So those right late 1800s, early 1900s, what happened, the change started on the spiritual level where there was more spiritual integration and awareness coming on this dimension or density, then mental and emotional. So that's why emotional clearing work, repatterning is so important, mentally working with the beliefs of the old paradigm or limiting beliefs. Now what's happening is we're physically and physiologically being altered, updated, shifted, so that we can handle the higher vibrational frequency, the more expanded vibrational frequencies of love, light. It's very intense, and as Rachel was saying, as cosmic time is speeding up, we need, as beings, to be more magnetic. That's why being in the meditative state. That's why I said earlier, not focusing so much on pushing opinions and being ego-centered, but being more in by what is resonating, by tapping into the energy in between the words, the connecting. Because then you go beyond duality. And when you're living more and more and more expanded, you know, beyond duality, you're ascending, you keep your vibrational frequency up. Many people are doing purification programs at this time, detoxes, cleansing, purifying the mind. It's all to handle the intensity, the activation that's happening for many people, and the acceleration that's happening.
Yes. One way of trying to just have a little lesson to learn in everyday living is we all have naturally our emotional body. And this is very hard to do, especially if we feel slighted by another, be it a loved one, a friend, a stranger, is to think in your head. In other words, stop before you speak or react.
Yes.
And think in your head. That's me. That person talking is me.
Mm-hmm.
It's reflecting to me because we are all one.
Yes. We're all reflections of each other.
And it's not easy to do in road rage or what have you. And, you know, like that. So that's sort of the oneness that we're to strive for. And as we speak, it appears that it's going to be difficult because you see the conflict going on even among nations and warring and what have you, brother killing brother.
And there will be, on some level, more conflict. And what I invite everyone to do is look at, see where is the inner conflict within you. A lot of people are, you know, in systems are still running off of the harmony through conflict. So that there is, right?
Well, that's what's happening. The old order, naturally, it's like laying on its deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's having the death throes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have, starting from the year 2000 forward, the new little souls that are incarnating back on this planet. Some of you have heard them called indigo children, crystal children, what have you. They are very attuned.
Mm-hmm.
The word, as they get older, of psychic, they're going to go, what? They thought that was something? Yeah, they're going to know. It's their telepathy.
Mm. Now, we did have a question in the chat what the Kabbalah was. What actually is the Kabbalah?
Well, the Kabbalah is the mystical teachings of Judaism. It's the high spiritual mystical teachings of the Torah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So that kind of, so more of the which we're all getting back to, more the mystical.
It was actually, it's meditation. It's a meditation on the higher self and rising up the tree of life up into the higher realms of existence.
Mm-hmm.
Ascension.
Mm. Now, you've mentioned something before about the Trinity and ascending and descending, and we all talk about this ascension that's happening, which I've been experiencing. For my guidance, you know, I mean, using the upper chakras from the ninth up is when we get into that expanded consciousness, but that we can live in the ascended state even on this dimension. I mean, we're just meeting that which we are. But talk to us a little bit about this ascending, descending, and then we'll open the phone lines.
Okay, well, the ascension is basically within yourself and being capable of seeing the divinity, if you will, in everything that is around you, be it a leaf of a tree, be it a fly that's buzzing around your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's a living entity also.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ascension is being capable of blending into that oneness, that wholeness of the creator of the cosmos.
Mm.
And realizing that you are a drop of water in the ocean.
Mm.
Descension, to me, is when we live merely with the personality and our human ego, which we all have. And it's hard at times to try to rise above it. There aren't too many saints left on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, world affairs, ascension, descension,
mm-hmm.
Okay? One of the places to watch for that happening is Jerusalem. Now, why Jerusalem? Because it's Israel and we're supposed to support it? No. It's because we have two races of men and we have three religions. That's like a magnet point. Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can we work it out, brother to brother, sister to sister, or can we not?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the three religions are Christianity, Judaism, and Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of a thermometer to see basically how far has humanity grown. It must certainly, of course, if you have out-of-body experiences or whatever, it must certainly look foolish if you're on a different planet or you're out in space looking down here of the warring and fighting that's going on. Over what? The resources of the earth? The key point is of the earth. It belongs to the earth.
Right. It all belongs, yeah. The Native American principle, which is part of my background and my shamanic training, is that we don't own anything. That's why they did not want to own homes, which I've had a couple, but didn't really want them. They kind of were given to me, passed on to me, because we don't own anything, anyone or anything. We don't own. We come here to connect. We come here to share, to love, to create. What you were saying also to me reminds me a bit, and I want to just touch upon, is it's so important that we all in our individual life and even in our viewpoint, when we see people acting unconsciously, and I'm not saying that there's unconscious people, but the actions, because everybody is whole, perfect, and divine and completely conscious. It just, they may be expressing a different reflection here, or they may be wounded. The wounding, you know, can shine a lot of light, but it also can dim a lot of light. So I've gotten in the habit now of saying, on this density or this dimension, they're not very conscious, or they're not acting consciously, or they're, you know, unconscious, or not aware, not awake. But we really need to begin to move into that loving law of allowance, allowing others to be as they are, and follow where we're being guided by that inner guidance, right? That inner wisdom, that subtle energy. Where is the subtle energy leading you? And if you follow that loving law of allowance, then you begin to enact the loving law of resonance, the resonance. What is resonating for your highest good or most life enhancement? Following the law of resonance, you connect in with the law of magnetic attraction, that you attract that which is right for you, for your soul's purpose, soul's unfoldment, for the most abundance in your life. But you really have to enact that the law of allowance and the law of resonance. You can't go about it the other way. Otherwise, you're blocking the light.
Exactly. And naturally, we are sparks of light.
Mm-hmm.
And we are to reflect the light out to others, and sometimes it becomes very difficult in given circumstances and situations, like that.
I love what Smoldering Embers is saying in the chat. Just be just ourselves, and by joining together, it's awakening others. Yes, we have to remember it's not what we do or say, it's our vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And isn't that the metaphysical principle, if you have but eyes to see, you know, go looking beyond the physical eyes, hearing beyond the physical ears, speaking beyond the voice. It's the vibrational frequency that deems whether we're really living awake or aware. And you're and so right. Others will naturally, in our presence, will begin to awakening to the truth of who they are.
We have a lot. If you just look in the USA right now, we have a lot of population, and rightfully so in some situations, that are very, very anxious about their future. People are losing their shelter, their home, no food. I ran into a gentleman in a grocery store the other day, and he was unemployed. We struck up a little conversation, and he said, you know, Rach, I don't even have the gas money to go look for a job. And, you know, like that. So when it comes down to the big machinery of government and national happenings that are happening across the nation, It just inflicts pain on all of us. One good saying is, every day when you wake up, be grateful for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a crust of bread. Be grateful for
it. Yes. That's what I've been getting too, from this, to move into gratitude of what you do have. You know, that also raises a vibrational frequency.
And none of us ever know when we're going to leave the planet, period.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the other animals in the animal kingdom, they don't realize that they're going to die. They have instinct, okay, of knowing, or they'll leave their herd or whatever when they're failing.
Mm-hmm.
But as humans, we know mentally and emotionally that one day our days here on the planet are over and we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so being the thinking mechanism that we are and attached, we must attach. In other words, live vertically.
Yes.
Hooked up to the cosmos. Don't live horizontally. Hooked up to the malls.
Yes, yes.
Shop till you drop or whatever.
We have to
fulfill.
No, we have to go to true fulfillment. And as Smoldering Ember says, to learn, we're meeting here to learn, but also to feed what sustains us. So it's that void, that emptiness, which is our yearning, our calling for our divine expression, to connect to that. Just like you're saying, Rachel, it's beyond the shopping, it's beyond the competition, it's the true connecting.
Yeah, and our true home. I think when the obstetrician slaps us on our behind and we take our first gulp and let out a wail, wah! I think it's because in our soul we're thinking, oh no, I'm here again.
Oh, I have that. I know Kat in the chat room had that too. Yeah, I was like, you know what? Let's
change
our mind.
What am I doing here?
Now, Rachel, we have some people online, so let's go to the callers now and see what's happening.
Oh, good.
Okay. Hi, caller 248-348. You're on the air with Awakening.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so grateful and honored to be speaking to you both.
Thank you. What's your first name?
Thank you.
My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Do you have a question or comment for Rachel?
Yes, I do. Actually, it's a psychic question.
Okay.
My husband, Bob, well, actually both of our careers, my husband, Bob, has been waiting for a couple of different job opportunities to come, and it looks very good for him, but now actually both companies have had a hiring freeze with their
What
business.
Happened a month ago, honey?
He had an interview
what
a month ago.
The interview
an interview a month ago, yes.
Okay, I do feel he is definitely, definitely getting a position. I'm not telling you that to put a Band-Aid on. I do feel that he will get a position, definitely. Is he looking elsewhere, honey?
Actually, he had two interviews with the same industry, two different corporations, and they both have told him they both want him.
Yes, because I want to say to you, I'm feeling toward the end of November, this hang a bit, toward the end of November, a call comes in. There's a department that is moving things around, restructuring.
Mm. So just hang in there.
And I think they do want him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all you can do right now, baby.
Right.
Are you working on it?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Mm. Yeah. So what do you
and
do with my business?
I feel you're secure, and keep plodding away on the path that you're on as we speak, and the door will open, babe.
Good.
Bob's very anxious right now.
Yeah, he is.
Naturally.
Yeah.
And but it's gonna open up, babe. You have children?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I do.
You have children, honey?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
How old are they?
11 and 14.
It could be one of the kids is sort of antsy and anxious. They can pick up the vibes.
Yeah.
Of the dad. It could be a little bit quiet. And Bob is a hard worker and a winner. The door's going to open this.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Ann. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you so
in.
Much.
Thanks for
Thank
connecting.
You.
Okay. All right.
Thanks
nice
so much.
Talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, another caller. Hi, 651-788. You're on Awakenings. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're on the air. 651-788, you're on the air with Awakenings.
That was me, Michelle.
Okay, I'll come back to you. No, it's not you. Let's see.
Oh.
We'll go back. Maybe they're just listening. Sometimes people call in to just listen.
Oh, okay.
They're driving
okay.
or they're mm-hmm. at work. So we'll go in with another one now. Okay. Another caller here. Hi, 229-559. You're on the air with Awakenings.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Birdie.
Hi, Birdie.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Rachel. Can you tell
hello,
me?
Hello, honey.
Hi. Can you tell me a little bit about my life path coming up, please?
Your life path? How old are you?
Do you want your birth date?
I'm 55.
Yeah. What's her? You want your her birth date?
Yeah.
What's
March,
your birth?
What's your birth sign, honey?
I'm March 9,
53. Oh, a little Pisces.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Number one, you are working, are you not?
Yes.
Because I feel goodness about that. I feel good friends around you. Is there a man in your life, honey?
Yes, my husband.
And what sign is he?
Scorpio.
And you guys are going to be thinking of moving?
I want to.
I want to say to you a couple of years.
Okay.
Is what I'm hearing. Now, what else did you want to know? There's something you wanted to know. Go ahead, ask.
My son, his 21st birthday was yesterday. Is he an indigo child?
A cusper, yeah. I feel that he is very much attuned, if you will, very intuitive. Is he focused with it? I don't feel so.
Mm-mm.
You know, he can get that.
Either. Yeah, different focus.
Yeah. And is he working on?
No, he's in school.
He's in college?
Yes.
Okay. Girlfriend?
No.
Well, that's going to be happening by 22. And there are going to be grandchildren added to you.
Oh, good.
I do feel he's going to meet a gal. And you're going to like her a lot.
Oh, good. Mm. Good.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Birdie. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you and bless you.
Bless you, too. Much peace.
Thank you.
Another caller coming in. Hi, 352-348. You're on Awakenings, part of the Converging Flow.
Hello, this is Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Cindy. You're on the air with Rachel Jean. And if
hello,
you have,
Cindy.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes. Could you tell me if my property is going to sell or if I'm going to lose it to foreclosure? It's in foreclosure proceedings now. I've had investors trying to buy it. They couldn't get their funding, and they've kind of all dropped off.
What's your birthday, honey, too?
April 28th, 1966.
Where's the property at, honey?
In Howie in the Hills, Florida.
In Florida. Okay, hold on here. I feel you're going to slide right under the radar, Cindy, is what I feel. I feel there's some avenue a realtor or whatever is going to bring up to you. I can just hear them saying, oh, my God, you know, something with that's going to put a hold on it. Will you sell it? Yes. If not, till next year.
I'll sell it, but not until next year, but something.
Yeah, there's something that's going to come up, babe, that's going to hold it for stall. You're losing it. Do you understand?
Okay. Will that involve me getting another attorney? Because my attorney has been, I think, working for the other attorney, actually.
Sucking bilge water.
Yes.
There's something about do you have real estate friends, babe, or associates?
Kind of, not really realtors. I have real estate investment friends, and I don't really know any realtors that would be.
Okay, somebody's going to come up with an idea, a plan. Okay, hey, they just passed this, blah, 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 blah. I can slide you through on this. It'll be forestalled is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
And I see a family in there.
Okay.
At least two children.
Good.
Children.
So how to calm the mind. Do meditation.
Yeah.
A lot of walking meditation.
Yeah. Also, can you tell
me about... Right now it looks...
One more quick question, because we have like 10 callers.
Okay.
Lined
up. Okay.
And I know you've been waiting a while.
Right.
Yeah.
And with my work, do you see that working out, me staying there? It's a new job that I've been there about a month, and there's been a lot of chaos
employees. Don't change your lanes yet, babe. Where you're at. Don't switch right now. Stay where you're at. But I feel that you're going to make that change, yes.
Hmm.
And now, actually, you're going to be skating a bit, Cindy, till the end of the year.
I'm not understanding what you said. I've been there for about a month, but there's been a lot of other employees fighting with each other and trying to get me involved in it, and it's just they just have so much going on there. It's chaotic.
Yeah. Just sort of be a deaf, mute, and blind or whatever. And that's what I'm feeling. Keep your eyes and ears open because I do see you switching employment.
Okay.
But it's not right. It's not right now, babe.
Okay.
In other words,
will I be promoted within the same company?
Is it a huge company?
It's a fairly big resort.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You could get one of there's departments.
Yes, there's different departments,
and
there's a management company that manages resorts internationally.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. It could be. It's not real clear right now if it's the same company and a different department, or if you switch altogether.
Okay.
But that opportunity will come up to switch employment.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rachel. I really appreciate it.
Okay, then.
Thanks,
okay.
Rudy. Great to connect with you.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Another caller. Rachel, ready? You're on a little roll. 760-470, you're on the air with Awakenings.
Hi. I actually called in to listen.
Okay.
But I did maybe have a question for Rachel.
Okay.
Did you have like any information on like soul memories or why someone would start receiving information on maybe past lives?
Okay. Now let me. What's your first name?
Jen.
Jen. Okay. Uh-huh. And you want to know about soul memories and why someone might start getting information from past lives?
Uh huh.
I take it you're having this opening.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Rachel,
is it in a dream state or
No, it was in a wakeful state.
Oh, okay. So it's just coming down.
It's happened a few times, but yeah.
I feel the reason you're having that right now, babe, is that there's tools, lessons that you learned previous and that info's trying to come down and through you right now. To enhance this incarnation and the future of what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, honey?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, they're not negative impressions, are they?
The first one I got was about 7 years ago, and it wasn't, that was a little bit, I had done something horrible in that life, and the most recent one wasn't.
Yes. Yeah, that clearance, that's why the negative one came down, so you can clear it out. I feel you already have, and whatever. The other impressions that you're going to be getting, in other words, you're how do I want to say to you, erasing the tablet, so to speak. mm-hmm. on some of the past life occurrences.
Mm.
It's for balancing.
Okay.
Oh, so you're balancing out. That's okay.
Yeah, she's balancing out. And what a wonderful gift that is coming down and through to you.
Thank you. It's scary a little bit. But
Oh, I know, but it's okay, honey.
Great. Good. Okay.
mm-hmm.
So it's going to be okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you could get on the air.
Me too. Thanks. I didn't plan on it, but that's nice.
I know, but there you are. Why not?
Go
All right, ahead. Jen. All right, Jen. Take good
Thank
care.
You.
You can keep listening. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. One more. Hi, 410-638.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can. Who is this? Who is this radiant
good.
Light?
my name's Julia. How are you this
Hi,
afternoon?
Hi, Julia. Great. And you're on Awakenings with Rachel Jean.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm 47 and Virgo, September 16th, 1961.
Okay.
And I was just mm-hmm. calling to see what you could share with me about my path.
Is there a man around you, honey? What am I feeling a loss? Where am I feeling a loss? A loss in the past.
I lost my grandmother about a year ago, and my daughter is off to school for her second year. And so.
And is there a man around you as we speak?
My husband, yes.
Yeah. You got a mate there, and one thing for you, Saturn's in your sign right now. Saturn, astrologically speaking, is the planet of karma and the school teacher, if you will. And you're doing a lot of reflection right now, thinking over your life and what do I do now, coach? You're working, aren't you?
No, not at the present.
You're going to be.
Okay.
Or do you help in a lot of charities or clubs or something?
No, I kind of got off track with my life. That was why I was calling in.
I think you're about to get back on here.
I do too, because I feel a lot of energy and activity that's going to right now. You're reflecting, babe.
And classes. I feel classes around you. So don't be afraid to stretch out again.
Okay. Do you see like what types of classes?
Are you on the computer a lot?
Yeah.
It's something to do with that, and enhancement of that is what I'm feeling. And I see you getting involved in some type of a club activity. I'm seeing different faces around you, and I see you smiling and laughing. And it's something of an interest to yourself.
Okay. That's
yeah,
great.
you're feeling sort of like going through the desert right now.
Yeah.
Like, where's the next oasis?
yeah.
That energy's going to pick up then.
Okay, good.
And isn't there another child?
No, I just have the one daughter.
You didn't lose a child, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in the
That's
aura.
Pardon?
It's in the aura. I can feel it, too. I can see it.
Yeah. And because I can feel that child spirit around you also, pushing you forward, so to speak. And you have a piece of grandma's jewelry?
Yep, I do.
And was she like a mother to you?
Yes, she was. She raised me.
I feel you very, very fond of her. And she's very proud of you, babe.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Do you see
the
like,
holidays are?
I was just going to say, as far as like spiritual awakenings, since this
yeah,
is the
holidays are going to be a jubilant time for you,
okay.
And push. Yeah, it's going to lift up the energy. You say your daughter's in college?
Yes.
Yeah, there will be grandchildren added to you also.
Ooh.
That's in the future, of course.
Yeah.
It's not right now.
Yeah, and one thing I want to say, and then we'll move on, though, Julia, is, yeah, stretch out. You know, your awakening is coming. You were a little bit under cover, so to speak, a little bit held back, and I feel what Rachel is saying about the losses. You know, great book for everybody, actually, Awakening the Heroes Within by Carol Pearson. And look at if you get that book, Awakening the Heroes Within by Carol Pearson, look at the orphan and the innocent, those two archetypal energies, and then also read The Seeker and The Creator. You're about to go seeking again, you know, and we do it all, you know, ages. Sometimes people think as we get a certain age we're not going to be seeking, but no, we're always like a child. So get curious again about your life, okay? Get curious about you.
Okay.
That's going to spark this next awakening that you're wanting. All right, my dear. Blessings and light. Much peace.
Thank you. Blessings to you, too. Both of you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we've got three more here.
Okay.
And 618-277, you're on the air with Awakenings.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, and what is your name?
I'm good. My name is Maria.
Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi. I'm calling in. This is my first time calling in, and I'm trying to figure out how to do the whole thing, but I really wanted to know if I am on the right path in my relationship. I've been together with him for about 4 years now, and we have yet to get married, but I wanted to know if I'm doing the right thing.
Hmm.
She wants to know about the relationship.
Yeah, if she's doing the right thing. First thing I want to say is, why do you feel you're not doing the right thing?
I don't know.
It's on again, off again?
We have
Is
never
it on again,
up.
Off again?
No, we've never broken up, but, you know, we have a lot of hard times. I don't know if it's more hard times than other relationships, but, you know, sometimes.
You got heads?
Yeah, a lot.
Now, are the kids you raised different, honey?
I'm sorry?
Are the kids you raised differently?
Well, I have a son, and we don't have any kids together. So, yeah, we do kind of conflict over that sometimes.
Okay. Because at times I see a breakdown of communication.
Mm-hmm.
To where you're talking Greek, he's talking Chinese or whatever.
Yeah.
And then one of you clam up, and you do not communicate.
Yeah, that's probably
Is that
me.
You or him?
That's probably me.
You get stubborn and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he gets frustrated, and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You're living together, aren't you, hon?
Yes.
Because I feel that. It's like a marriage already.
Yeah.
Are both of you working?
He works outside the house. I work in the house.
Okay. Because I see when he comes home, he's sort of drained.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Of energy. Yeah, he feels a little bit down, babe.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, you're glad to have him back home.
Yeah.
So you're like a spring of energy. He likes that. And yet again, it's a bit trying for him.
Mm-hmm.
And... are you doing the right thing? Right a schmite. The fact remains there's a great magnetism there,
mm-hmm.
sexual magnetism, and there is love there.
Yeah, I do love
So what you're wondering is at times you guys butt heads and you go up and down like a roller coaster.
Yes.
Now, what's this issue about children?
Well,
one of you want him and one doesn't.
Wow. Well, he does, and like I said, I already have one. But I don't know if it's something medically keeping me from having children or if it's me, because I really don't want to have any more until I'm married. So, you know, that's kind of a thing between us, because I know he wants, you know, I know he wants them. And my son is 9, almost 10 now.
Uh-huh.
So
there may be one child from this union, is what I'm telling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like saying, what came first, the chicken or the egg? because it's like it's already a marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. And who's dragging their feet about that, him?
I think it's hard to say which one it is, really, because it's you know, a money thing, because it's our first wedding, and I want it to be nice, and, you know, for it to be nice, you have to have money, and so we've been kind of putting it off for financial reasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I got a feeling myself, babe, what I'm hearing to tell you is I don't see a major change right yet, but I do see another child that's going to be joining this union. One is what I'm hearing, one.
Mm.
And if you sign on your name on a piece of paper or not, it's still like a marriage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. And yeah, that's what he keeps telling me. His mother and father never got married, and they were together for, I think, 17 years, and she just passed away about 5 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
God love her.
Yeah, my mother died when I was 10 or 11. So, yeah, we're both trying to
mm-hmm.
stay together for each other. But, you know, we have so many
mm-hmm.
hard times sometimes, so.
Now, you concentrate on being the wife, because that's what you are, and concentrate on your business.
Okay.
And I see both of you a bit antsy and anxious, naturally, about the economy as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is.
Yes.
And just put one foot in front of the other, babe.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Blessings to you.
Thank you.
You too.
Same to you.
You too.
Much peace.
Much.
Got another caller. Hello, 530-251. You're on
Hi.
The air with Awaken. Hi.
Hi, how are you? It's Winter Witch. How's it going?
Hey, Winter Witch, wonderful. Wonderful to connect with you, to hear your voice.
Oh,
another
well,
added
you.
Dimension to the vibration.
I just have a couple
who
questions.
Who do we have on the air?
This is Winter Witch.
Okay.
Hi, how are
chat.
You? Thank you
pretty
for taking
good.
My
season,
call.
Yeah, your season's coming up here, babe.
Oh, yeah, my favorite season at that. Exactly.
Yeah,
I have
okay,
a couple
good.
Questions. One of the questions is, and we brought this up in the chat room, I usually have long, drawn-out dreams that read like stories and books, and I see things and I can remember them. But lately, everything's been really jumbled, and it's hard for me to remember what's actually going on. Is there something going on with my body on a cellular level?
You snagged that one. Go ahead,
yeah,
Michelle.
Let me scan her. Yeah, you know, you're to be bringing what you normally do more on the subconscious realm. You're to be bringing that more forward now. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And I also feel writing and working with symbols. Your dreams will come back, but I also feel a guide. There's a guide that wants to work with you. I would also record. I would, you know, a book or record your inner messages. But you are meant to be more externalizing is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And so what's happening on the cellular level, there has been a shift. You're actually, and some people right now, everyone, are in a activation point where they're being activated energetically. You may feel physical changes within the body, new interest coming in. You may be a little bit antsy. Some people in the activation are sleeping a lot. They don't know what's going on. That's because they're doing a lot of inner plane work. I will say to you, Winter Witch, you've already been activated. You're in an acceleration time. So there's so much that you've processed and brought through. Now you need to actualize it. You need to bring that out more into your life or to externalize it. You know, teaching.
Yeah, I was just going to – I was picking up I was going to ask you what's happening in your personal life.
Well,
are you working or?
Yes, I am working. I work for the government, and I work in a gray and white society, which people aren't really necessarily open to a lot of the spiritual
funny.
Realm. Mm-hmm. And I've been slowly coming out of the closet with them at work, but I do it within limits, not to.
Yeah,
don't come out too far, babe.
Right, right.
You're
going to
think you're out past
are.
The balloon.
Oh, exactly, exactly. But I noticed the stuff that I've been putting out there and trying to feed to people to get them to kind of open up a bit has been accepted. I just have to be really cautious how I do it. And I'm also in the process of moving back in another position, so I'll be moving. But I get the sense that it's just a precursor to what I'm really supposed to be doing. Do you see that?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I would start writing stuff down or even putting it on an audio just to keep note of what you know. I feel like the work that you're doing now is very transitional, and this is why there's an acceleration right now. So before, it may have served you and even been fulfilling for you because it was the right level or step to have the very active dream life and to be working with your subconscious and behind the scenes. Now, I'm not saying you won't, you'll continue to do that, but it's more about you getting, reaching out and externalizing more.
So I need to
living
do more. Right.
You need
I got
to
it.
Do more and live more. You got it. You know already.
Yeah. You know how it is. I'm usually like this.
Yeah, she knows. I know, I do. Yeah, we all know. But it's good to get that confirmation.
I know. Yeah. And I'm like, do you really want to use me? I really like to be the observer behind the scenes. And I'm being told, no, you need to go out there. And
yeah, I feel your observer. You'll observe still because you have that gift really dialed in. But you're meant to be reaching out more and be more forward with your gifts and your inner knowing. So it's kind of coming behind the shadows a bit. And some people in your life, I feel, are going to be like, what?
I know.
What are you thinking of doing? Are you sure? But
are
you know
crazy?
Are you crazy? But there's a lot of love. There's a lot of support and a lot of wonderful beings that you'll be meeting as you externalize more. It's time, the way showers, the light beings, it's coming out of the closet. Coming out of the closet. It's time.
Yeah, I can't hide anymore.
Okay, yeah.
One more question. Do you have time real quick? I know you probably have a caller. It's just going to be simple. It's going to be yes or no. I met this person. Okay. Is he a good person for me, or should I just leave it alone? I know that's kind of
funny. I feel you're going to go for it.
Okay.
I feel there's a friendship there, a twinkling of the eyes.
Okay.
And even if it doesn't come out into the romanticism gung-ho, it's going to be a wonderful friend.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for taking
matter of fact, Miss Winner, that is your first lesson on coming out of the closet, so to speak.
All right. I got the message loud and clear.
Okay.
Thank you
so
much.
Areas.
I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day. Blessings
of
light. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, 831-471. You're on the air with Awakenings.
Yes, hi. My name is Kiki, and I was born July 4th, 1972.
And what are you wanting to know?
I have been going through, I'm healing from like a 9-year horrific illness, black magic experience. And I'm healing. I'm definitely healing. And I guess I just want to know if I'm on the right path. I've tried many different spiritual disciplines and healing paths, and now I'm on this path, and I'm doing it. I'm doing the mantras. I'm doing the discipline, and I'm just wondering if it's the right path for me.
I feel that you're on the right path is what I'm hearing to tell you, but I also feel later down the road that you'll switch to a different path.
Yes.
Okay.
And you still have friends, do you not, that are into the dark side?
No, not that I'm aware of. I mean, I was poisoned. It wasn't with anyone. I wasn't practicing black magic. I was poisoned.
Okay. Okay. Because I still feel that dribbling around you a little bit.
Really?
And but I feel that you're going to be aware of it. Like, for some reason, Mm-hmm. I've seen someone that had like a vendetta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were really, to put it frankly, ticked off at you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was a matter of jealousy, you know, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can rise above that, what you are doing.
Mm.
That's what I'm feeling. And I see a whole new a life opening up for you. I want to say, it's your birthday of 209.
Excuse me, I'm sorry?
Around your birth date of 209 next year.
Okay.
There's going to be a totally change into your lifestyle.
Mm.
I'm seeing new friends, new people like that around you.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful.
So you're on the right path.
Thank
Perfect.
You. I'm also in the midst of, actually, I was advised that it would be good if I move out of my current residence. And I was all gung-ho about it, and within the last couple of days, I'm feeling very apprehensive about moving. And I just kind of want to ask if that would be a good move.
It's not time.
It's
not
time
yet. You will move, but it's not time yet.
Okay.
If you move right now, you're going to move again.
Mm. Okay, because I was told that the house I was living in is not set up in a way that is positively influencing my health.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm trying to tell you, babe, is don't leap without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And bring in the practicality and what have you, too.
Right.
You're okay. You're okay. You're safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm also, like, wanting to, you know, re-enter the world, and I'm just having a lot of, you know, confusion and fear. It's been, you know, it's been quite a while since I was in any type of work, doing any type of work, and I was just wondering if that was coming up anytime soon.
If you're getting a job or what have you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you been throwing your apps out there?
No, I haven't. I've just been kind of like, this fear is kind of holding me back. Like, I'm not well enough yet. It just always overshadows everything I do.
Yeah, you're going to be, babe. 209 is going to be sort of like a light year for you, to where you're on a new path, new beginnings, and like that. And I do feel you working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's going to give you a different perspective also.
Right.
That's what I feel.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And just connect, you know, heal yourself, the body, the physical body is what I'm hearing, so that there's more of the life force energy coming through. Be very nurturing of yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been sleeping a lot. I've just been trying to my body do that and heal.
Yeah.
It's been through quite a bit.
Yeah. And so you're on the right track. And just be a little more patient, a little softer with yourself, more compassion. It's going to just take a little time.
Okay.
But you're doing what you need to be doing.
Okay.
All right, dear.
Thank you so much.
Peace.
Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got three more calls, and then that is it. And then we're...
Okay.
Okay. Hi, 408-802, you are on Awakening.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name's Elizabeth. Can you hear me?
Hi, Elizabeth. Yes, we can, really well.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Great. Hi, thank you so much. Oh, I was concerned you might not be able to talk with me today. I have been blessed with many talents, really so many, and it's really a wonderful gift. But this is a world that is very much run on the money world, money mindset. And I find it extremely challenging to turn my talents into revenues to make a living. And I have not been in corporate America since 2004, for more than just a few months. I had some health problems, so my doctor put me on medical leave for a while, and I started exploring some of my talents that I hadn't used in a long time, and I developed a line of jewelry. It's one-of-a-kind original art designs. I've sold more than 50%, but obviously in this economy, that's construed by others to be luxury. So opportunities are drying up right and left. No sooner, you know, it takes me months to court a place where I might be able to do trunk show or something. And then it goes for a few months, and then something happens, a new manager goes in or whatever, and I have to start all over someplace else. And I have been job hunting since 2004, but not with any real success. And I have to rely on my son, who's out on his own, to help make up the difference financially. And he's too young to have to carry the burden of supporting his mother. So I'm wondering what's in store for me. What do I need to do differently?
What's your birth sign?
I'm Virgo, September 6, 1946.
Okay.
And I have worked a lot of healing energies. Pardon?
Have you had any of your jewelry on the internet?
Yes.
I think you have.
I have no traffic to my website, and that's really a challenge to get visibility on the internet anymore. There's so many out there, and it costs a lot of money to, to put ads on the internet to drive traffic to a website.
And have you had it on eBay or anything like that?
No, I did. I studied eBay early on and noticed that a lot of people would put up jewelry there and they wouldn't even get bids on them. But you have to pay even if you put it up. And
I see.
Because mine are expensive, I think that's not a great venue for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold
on.
I've been trained in a lot of healing energy, and I put the intention in the jewelry that it will awaken the wearer and anybody sees it to their highest good.
You know what I'm hearing? And while you're tuning in, Rachel, because we have a little bit of a time thing
here. Yeah, go ahead.
But you see what you get also. One thing I'm hearing, you need to give it more time, and you need to do both of it. There's a part, and perhaps it came from when you were more in corporate America, that wants to just land and one thing to be it. But you're meant to do a few things is what I'm hearing. So the healing.
I'm perfectly willing to do that.
you have a counter intention to it. Okay, so just hear me out with openness and then let it reside in it, you know, and give it an hour or two, or go for a walk afterwards, and because, you know, you really want to get to, you really want to expand. So there was an idea of, well, this will be it. So what I'm hearing is you're in a bridging phase, and you'll be doing the healing as well as the jewelry, but I feel the jewelry is fairly new, so that's going to take some time is what I'm hearing.
Yes, and it has.
There's something about a unique idea, an artistic idea, Dave, that's going to come down and through you with the jewelry. And you work with another lady, don't you? Or there's a girlfriend or somebody around?
I have supportive friends, but nobody that's
because
working with me, no.
Yeah, because I see some communication and interplay there that a new idea is going to strike you. I'm getting it out there, how to do it, you know, like that. That's what I feel. But right now, you're hanging in there, thank God. And I know you feel badly about your son helping, but in essence, he's grateful that he can help. It won't always be like that, babe.
Oh, thank you. I need to hear that.
Yeah,
just,
it won't always
you know.
Be like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you see any kind of job for me?
I feel something about a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
A gift store, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I do trunk shows at shops like that, but I've had so many spinal injuries that if I stand on my feet for one day, I'm laid up for three or four afterwards.
Oh, okay.
So bring a chair.
Working retail doesn't work. Oh, I do.
Well,
I do.
Well,
even that does it.
But I'm telling, and we're going to have to move on because you're going to have to do, sometimes what happens in psychic readings or channelings or whether tarot, we may want to hear the message in a certain way. You're going to have to do a few things. You're going to have to even if it means having to recuperate for a day or two afterwards, your opening is going to come by continuing everything that you're doing and branching out from that. I mean, that's what I feel. Yeah, that's what it's showing in the path right now. I mean, and I feel for you with the spinal injury and the pain that's there and the recuperation time. But if you stay open to all that you're doing and continue to keep doing all of it and keep the jewelry up, and like Rachel said, something new is coming in creatively and working with another person, you will get the opening, I would say between May and June. It's not right away, but there will be an opening. Because I even see some kind of fairs or other shows, but I see you sitting and I see it like a table or display table in front of you. And
yeah, I do those often, but a lot of those have just dried up recently.
Oh, they're going to come back. They're going to come back. Then I'm seeing, because I'm seeing it in the future place. I'm seeing it in the future, not in the past.
There's something with the holidays coming up, too.
Yeah, and now Witch
is going to be advantageous.
A web boutique, even eBay. All I want to say to you, because I feel you're very gifted and talented, you just got to stay with it. Even if the sales are really small and you're thinking, God, I wish there was more, how am I ever going to make money with this? Just stay with it. You will catch an opening and things will pick up.
Thank
and
you. I was selling out at Ritz-Carlton in Half Moon Bay and doing very well, but then they got a new general manager who decided he didn't like banquet tables in the common area, and he just canceled them all.
he's not going to be there that long. He's like, you may be back there because he's not necessarily going to be staying. He's not a total fit there. He's making too many changes. But because I feel wherever you live, I feel it's more community based and people trying to help each other and coming together. So just stick with it, though. Stick with what you're doing. Trust your inner guidance, your gifts. Stick with it, but it's just going to take a little bit longer. Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome. Blessings.
Appreciate your help. Blessings. Mm. Bye-bye.
Welcome. And one more caller, Rachel.
Okay.
Hello, 901-921. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Black Conservative. You're all banned out of your room.
I thought so. I know. Bye. You know, honey, find the right space, the right show that's right for you.
Why y'all banning me out of your room?
Much peace and light. Okay, Black Conservative that's listening, just like television or all the radio, there's so many stations where you can not have to argue. So I suggest you can listen with love and light and tolerance as we're tolerant of you. You're welcome to call in or listen to Awakenings. You're welcome to the chat room. However, we're not here to debate issues with you, especially conservative issues of why something works or doesn't work or you don't believe in things or find your own program. You know, I watch Fox Network. Expect. Okay, Rachel, let's see. We have another caller. Hi, 505-326, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Smoldering Embers.
Oh, hello, Smoldering Embers.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Wonderful to connect with you.
What
a cute
handle.
Pardon me?
I
said, that's such a cute handle.
Oh, thank you. It just seemed to suit me because it just seems like there's always something smoldering right under the surface. And you can take it one direction or another, or 10. I was wanting to see a relationship coming in for me. I'm a February baby, February 8th, Aquarius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a relationship not too long ago?
No. Oh no, it's been like.
Oh
three
well,
years
you
ago.
Have you have a you have a man friend then.
I have a what? A man friend?
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah, is someone around you that I see a male energy?
Is it a friend? Smoldering.
Yeah,
out.
I feel it could be a.
Okay.
Friend that maybe.
All right.
Male friend that has a little more interest.
I can have its advantages.
Yeah.
I'm a woman of the 2000s.
That's right.
And you're going to be planning on moving.
Am I? I wondered about
uh-huh.
that several times too. That's why I was
yeah,
wondering.
Does
the move have anything to do with going into a relationship?
Do you have children, honey?
Yeah, I have three.
Where are they?
I have a daughter that's 26, a daughter that's 20, and a son that's 28.
But I mean, are they around you now as we speak in that
oh,
area?
Oh, my girls are. My girls are. My son and his fiance live in Vegas.
Okay, because I see you over there.
Okay.
I see you over there visiting.
Yeah.
And, you know, with him and whatever. Yeah. And doesn't he say to you, Mom, why don't you move here? Mom, why don't you move here?
Yeah,
because I see a gala time going on, and
yeah.
I see you considering moving over there.
Right.
Eventually
right.
is what I'm hearing.
That sounds great.
What am I feeling this broken love affair?
What about a broken love affair?
A broken love affair.
I haven't
had
one.
In your past.
Oh, in my past. Like, how far in the past, though?
5 years.
Right. I know what you're talking about.
Well, if something occurred and happened, or else there was one that almost lifted off the ground.
Right. No, I know the one you're talking about that was about 5 years ago. You're correct.
All right. I don't know what blew that one. Did he move or noncommittal?
He blew it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was
a man. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You're gonna meet a widower,
okay.
is what I'm hearing.
Oh, good.
And now before I do see a lot of friends around you.
Right.
And a social life, out and about a bit, or it's the kids around,
mm-hmm.
and activation in that department. And I
okay.
do see you thinking of moves and changes.
Yeah.
And the girls are gonna have a fit.
Of course.
And I just have one thing, Smoldering.
Okay.
Wear your sexy lingerie underneath it all. The shift
well,
is about.
I have three outfits. You know, should I wear them all? I have variety with me. You know.
Add variety.
I'll just
add
put them
variety.
All on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just wear
variety.
The black with the red ones and the white hose.
Yeah. Underneath your whatever, your jeans, your sweats, whatever your every. What I am hearing, it's you're going to start looking at yourself differently, and it's in the time of Capricorn, so December to January.
Okay.
And I would say 2009, someone coming in, but it's first starting with your reflection. That 5 year relationship of 5 years ago that Rachel is talking about,
mm-hmm.
really, you're just coming out of that. You're just coming out of the healing of it. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's why you haven't yet attracted anyone yet. So.
Right.
You'll start feeling it. You're going to start feeling it. Your groove back on. You're going to really be connecting with that central, sexy, playful, curious side to you. But you've held yourself back.
Michelle,
and that was because
I'm 50.
Of...
I'm 50. Don't throw too many of those words around in there.
That's
I don't know
I mean.
If these people know I'm going to wear three outfits of lingerie now. And now you're telling me about... I'm 50. Woman.
Listen, my
okay,
dad
that
in
sounds
his late
great
70s,
to me.
He's still, listen, it's not age specific. That's what it is. But
exactly.
You got to think of yourself differently. And we're joking.
Oh, no, I was kidding. I'm still 30
kidding.
In my head.
I know. Well, I know. Well, you got to, yeah.
Remember. Remember. There's one more man in your life. That's it.
Yeah.
A good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tammy in the
awesome.
Chat room is saying, no wonder the name's Smoldering. Remember that?
yeah, see, you guys let the cat out of the bag. Now, there goes my reputation and my image and everything. I was trying to have one, but I didn't have this one before the call took place. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you're all up on my smoldering grill.
One more man, and it's going to be the last thing.
I hope he doesn't get online and come to these chat rooms because he'll find out everything and I won't ever see him again. You took their advice? Wow.
Yeah, winner, start with
the red. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We rock. All right. That sounds good to me. Anything else that's real exciting? No? Okay.
Do you have grandchildren?
I do.
Oh, you have a granddaughter?
Yes, I do. And I have a granddaughter.
How old
on the
is
way.
She?
I have a 2-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, that's it, then. That's the one I'm killing that's coming down.
Right.
That's the one I'm killing then.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, and more children will be added, I feel.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Some of them also could be from this man.
From where?
A previous engagement. From the man you're going to end up with.
Right. Okay.
And they're going to like you.
Oh, good. Blessing. You should.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Okay, two more, ball. And then that's it. Blessings.
All right, goodbye, ladies. Thank you very much.
Because,
have a great day. Bye.
Hello, 651-788. You're on the air with Awakenings. Are you awake?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, I think they're just listening. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Smalto, you're on the air with Awakenings.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. Yes.
Okay. How you doing?
Wonderful. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
From where?
Yes.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I would like to know if you guys can see anything about me, I mean, spirit, anything, I mean.
What's your birthday and a specific question, because we just have about a minute left. She has just a minute left, so. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, your phone is really bad, the connection. We can barely hear you.
Okay, April 21st, 1979.
Okay, and what's your question?
Okay, well, whatever pops up that you see, you can tell me, and that's all I...
Are you working? Are you working at the seek?
Yeah. Okay, but Smalto, this is your life, your reading, so you put some energy into it. If you have a specific question, that's great. We need a specific question. Everybody else has given a specific question. That means you're engaged in the mini reading. You're opening yourself to know something about yourself and your path.
Career-wise?
You know what? Oh, I can barely hear you. I think you...
I can't either.
I can't hear. Your phone is going out. So I would go in the chat and ask your question in the chat room because we can't hear you and it's wavering out. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't hear him.
I can't either.
Anyway, well, that was a little ride. We had what do you think?
That was exciting.
That was exciting.
And connecting with everyone, you know.
And Rach, just as we wrap up here, what do you see most important right now? Okay, career. Smalto's wanting to know about his career.
Who is?
The caller that was just on the air. He said he wanted to know...
Well, that's the first
changed.
Time I told around him.
You did?
That's why I asked him if he was working.
Okay.
And, you know, like that. He also is going to have the tenacity to hang in there and to push this forward is what I'm hearing.
That's what I just wrote, Rach. I said focus on moving forward.
Right.
So I would say if he has a job we couldn't tell, I would say you're not going to stay with that. You're going to be you're going to be getting another job.
Yeah, or going to a different level.
Yeah, but you really need to stay with it, have patience. And I don't know why. I feel something new is coming in for him in 2009.
Yeah, it's going to start before the close of this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there seems to be some type of new energy that's coming into it.
Mm-hmm. Something different, I feel. Something different he's going to be doing.
Yeah.
And there will probably be a move at some point attached to it. And don't be afraid. You might have to downsize a little, I'm hearing. You might have to cut back a little. And I still, a lot to do with computers, also studying something
new. There's something to do with an international feel about it.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
Some energy from that.
So now, Bruce, just to kind of wind down, and thanks, Smalto, we couldn't hear you on the phone. So I don't know if you're calling through the computer or the cell phone was just coming out. Oh, there he is. He studies computer. Well, that's what I said. So it's going to be with the computer, but there's going to be some training involved around it. So just to be clear, there's further training with what you do, and there's one more job switch, and then you're really going to be working, like climbing up that ladder, you know?
There's something definitely to do with an international connection.
Okay. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So just for the last remaining minutes, what would you say we all need to be focused on with this new activation and acceleration of energy that's happening right now as we are in that turning point? We're coming into another gateway, as you said, the aspect of the conjunction to the galactic center. What would you say we need to be focused on right now, Rachel?
Well, I feel right now people better be sort of like a Capricorn, practical, logical, think before they step on making changes, because there's a lot of excitable energy going on, an increase of light, and that's coming down, and to integrate it. And in other words, to think before we step. Be just a tad hesitant. Look at all sides of the crystal, so to speak, and to make sure that we're heading in the right direction.
Okay, I like that. Be able to look at all sides of the crystal or the stem or the gem. We need to all have that tolerance, that love, light, respect for each other. And in that, we have that wonderful growth that we're all co-creating, this new light of awareness, this new dawning, as you talked about it, Rachel, the new day. We are in the new day on the world tree. So in saying that, I really, really thank everyone for connecting on Awakenings, all of you that called in, listened by phone, called in with your questions, all of you that are supportive in the chat, just by making Awakenings your place, your show, your program, keeping it positive, uplifted, and inspirational, and sharing your own wisdom. I really appreciate that. And Rachel, Jean, I really appreciate you taking the time to connect with everyone and to share. We'll have to have you back. We'll have to have you back and go even deeper with the metaphysical wisdom.
It's been my pleasure. And also, the energy flows two ways. And I appreciated the energy that I received today also.
Oh, what a wonderful way to put it. The energy flows two ways. I love that. Those of you that are listening and like the show and want to support it, we appreciate your comments and feedback. Also, you can please rate the show. And if you'd like to subscribe to Awakenings, you can do it via the RSS feed or iTunes. That way you never miss a segment, and you can play it over and over. And again, Awakenings airs every Wednesday and Friday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. And although in November we do have some evening shows coming up with some other metaphysicians and readers to enlighten our pathways. Love all of you. Love the connecting. And it's just been great to connect. So until next time, everyone, keep awake. And as Rachel said, remember, it's an even flow of energy. The energy flows both ways. I love that. The energy flows both ways. And in light and wisdom, understanding and love of the all that is, we begin to recognize and realize that we are God, the life force, animating energy expressing through us as us. And we come here to converge, to remember the truth of who we are. Now go out and live it, live your truth, and keep awake.